And it occurred to me that we all think when there's an unexplained death that we don't understand, a random shooting or something like that, we think, why? Why those people?
Sister Maureen Fiedler.
This is where we begin to look at it through the eyes of Brother Juniper, who witnessed this bridge breaking, and he begins to think theologically.
Anyone else would have said to himself with secret joy, within 10 minutes myself. But it was another thought that visited Brother Juniper. Why did this happen to those five? If there were any plan in the universe at all, if there were any pattern in a human life, surely it could be discovered mysteriously latent in those lives so suddenly cut off. Either we live by accident and die by accident, or we live by plan and die by plan. And on that instant, Brother Juniper made the resolve to inquire into the secret lives of those five persons, that moment falling through the air, and to surprise the reason of their taking off.
Here's Thornton Wilder himself reading from the beginning of The Bridge of San Luis Rey.
It seemed to Brother Juniper that it was high time for theology to take its place among the exact sciences, and he had long intended putting it there. What he had lacked hitherto was a laboratory. But this collapse of the Bridge of San Luis Rey was a sheer act of God. It afforded a perfect laboratory. Here at last one could surprise his intentions in a pure state.
Novelist Russell Banks.
The novel itself is essentially a quest by Brother Juniper through the process of tracking these five lives backwards to explain why this event happened to them and not to someone else who might have been crossing the bridge at that moment.
Poet and critic J.D. McClatchy.
In the course of his investigations, he digs deeply into the lives of the five people who were killed, who were thrown from the bridge when it collapsed over a great gorge in Peru. He thinks that by looking closely into the lives of each of these five people, he can discover some reason why this horrible accident happened and how it was or was not a part of a divine plan.
Russell Banks.
I think at its heart, it's about the conflict between faith and fact. And it attempts to look at the deaths of five people, one could call it random deaths of five people, through both those lenses, fact and faith.